You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Yes, yes. What's going on, nooffseason.com fam? I'm Paul Hickey. This is the weekly basketball card market update right here on the Sports Card Strategy feed, coming to you every Wednesday on the nooffseason.com Sports Card Network, brought to you, of course, by nooffseason.com, the number one place to get all the information you need to make money flipping sports cards. Really, it's kind of the only place that gives you all the information you need to make money flipping sports cards. Get a free 30-day trial today at nooffseason.com. We're going to dig into some of the most relevant basketball card data in the last 7 days, including some of the names that are part of the NBA play-in tournament. But first, let's take a look at the most sold cards in the basketball card market over the last 7 days. These are all rookie cards, regardless of grade. Victor Wembanyama's 2023 Prism 136 Base Raw has dominated, and it sold 586 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $72.92. That's down about $7.21. Wemby's 2023 Prism Monopoly 81 Base is not a card we've talked about yet. That sold 298 times over the last 7 days. That's actually up 15.5%. Average sale price of $12.01. All right, Wemby dominates the top 20 of the most sold cards, and there's one Brandon Miller card and one Anthony Edwards card. Miller's 2023 Prism 152 Base Raw sold 89 times over the last 7 days, and Anthony Edwards' 2020 Prism Base Raw, that's card number 258, sold 82 times over the last 14 days. That card still sells for about $15. So let's jump into a couple of the biggest names in the play-in tournament last night. Zion Williamson, who put up 40 points and injured his leg, apparently a mysterious leg injury with 3 minutes left in the game in a loss against the Lakers. His 2019 Prism Base PSA 10 is his most sold card over the last 7 days, sold 48 times for an average sale price of about $49.52. That card in PSA 10 is a pop 22,993, but it's selling like hotcakes right now in the play-in tournament. Zion has a chance to stay in it. We'll see. Will he come back from his leg injury? Who knows? Last sale of that card, $50.95. That's up 5.8%. Zion's 2019 Optic 158 base PSA 10 is a pop 9,693. That card sold 16 times in the last 7 days, up 13.6%, selling for around $26. Someone who will be playing golf until the Olympics, Steph Curry, loves to golf. He's a scratch golfer. I kid, he'll probably be preparing for the Olympics. Looks like he's going to play on Team USA, which will be very exciting. But the Golden State Warriors' future, completely up in the air. Steph Curry's top card over the last 7 days is his 2023 Prism 119 Pink Ice Raw from this last year's release. Wow, 18 sales over the last 7 days. That card's selling for just under $4. The base Prism Silver, kind of a contradiction there, but the base Prism Silver Raw sold 11 times for Steph over the last 7 days. That card sells for around $5.50. The ice version of Steph's Prism sold 9 times over the last 7 days for an average sale price of $3.29. That card's up 227%. I was going to say $3.13. Steph's 2023 Hoops Presentations Super Short Print Raw also sold 8 times over the last 7 days. That card, however, sells for around $61.51. All right, now over to the most sales in the last 7 days, graded basketball cards only. Victor Wembanyama, this should be no surprise, 2023 Prism 136 base PSA 10 is a pop 24/28. That card sold 162 times over the last 7 days. Looks like the price is finally stabilizing at around $258 to $269, down about 4.3%. The PSA 9 of that card, also stabilizing, sold 85 times over the last 7 days for around an average sale price of $90. Last sale, $88.50. All right, now over to the top PSA 10s by sales volume over the last 7 days. We talked about Zion. We talked about Wemby. Let's talk about Luka. Luka's a big name in this year's NBA playoffs. How far will he and the Mavs go? 39 sales of his 2018 Prism base 280 in PSA 10. Pop just under 20,000 in the last 7 days. That card still sells for around $270 to $280. Last sale, $271 yesterday, April 16th. All right, now let's go over to top card sales in the basketball card market overall in the last 7 days. I bet I could give you 1,273 guesses. That's a random number I came up with at the top of my head to see whose card sold for the most money in the last 7 days in the basketball card market. And you probably still wouldn't come up with John Starks. His 1997 Metal Universe 118 Precious Metal Gem, PMG for short, red out of 90 in PSA 7. Sold just a few days ago for $28,200, everybody. That's John Starks. I mean, I remember watching John Starks play as a little kid. He was good. I liked him. Played for the Knicks, exciting player. But I mean, average NBA player. I think this shows you the power of the PMG. Anybody with a PMG red out of 90, it's probably going to sell. Don't know if it's going to sell for $28,000. Wow, big sale for John Starks. Michael Jordan's 1984 Star 101 base PSA 6 sold a few days ago for $17,700. The 86 Fleer of Jordan, 57 base PSA 9, sold for just under that, $17,000. That shows you the power of the 84 Star 101 versus the power of the 86 Fleer. Because in PSA 9, you would think it would outsell the PSA 6 of the 84 Star. No, 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 my friends. $700 more for the PSA 6 1984 Star. And then clocking in just under Starks and Jordan is our guy, Victor Wembanyama, his 2023 Prism 136 Choice Cherry Blossom, serial numbered out of 20. There's a parallel for you. In PSA 9, sold on April 11th for $16,000. Wemby's 2023 Prism 136 Orange out of 49 in PSA 10. That's a pop 19. 19 out of 49 of those suckers have gemmed. That card in general and all of its parallels do well at PSA. That card sold on April 15th for $13,400. And Zion's 2019 National Treasures 108 Rookie Patch Auto out of 99 in BGS 85 sold for $13,200 on April 14th. All right, now over to the top basketball card sales in the last 7 days with 5 or more sales. So a little bit more liquidity. At the top, we continue to see this card, Michael Jordan's 1986 Fleer 57 base PSA 8 just dominates, not just in PSA 8, but in all grades, but 12 sales over the last 7 days. Last sale, $6,100 yesterday, April 16th. The BGS 8 of this version sold yesterday for $4,800. And then the PSA 7 of this card, 6 times in the last 7 days, sold yesterday for $4,777. That's up 12.3%. Look at that. A BGS 8 and a PSA 7 selling for about the same price of the 1986 Fleer base Jordan. Very, very interesting. LeBron James 2003 Topps Chrome Base PSA 10. We've talked about this card on the show before. Top 2293, sold six times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $4,180. Last sale 2 days ago for $4,200. That card's up $66.26 as the Lakers move on in as the number seven seed in the NBA playoffs after the big win against the Pelicans last night. Victor Wembanyama's 2023 Prism 136 Silver in PSA 10, top 568, sold 39 times the silver, 39 times in PSA 10. In the last 7 days, average sale price $1,440. I might even recommend that as a buy right now. I see that card going up as we head into next NBA season. Wonder what we can be getting it for this NBA offseason, although Wemby slated to play in the Olympics for France, so that'll be interesting. Don't see that card dipping too much further. Luka Doncic, 2018 Prism 280 Silver in PSA 10, pop 2282. Seven sales in the last 7 days. Last sale, April 15th, $1,140. And Jordan's 86 Fleer sticker base in PSA 8. This is the card we talk about all the time on the Sports Card Strategy feed. Six sales over the last 7 days. Last sale, $1,050 yesterday, April 16th. Jordan, PSA 8. You can make money on that card. Pop 4366. All right, let's go over to the top risers in the basketball card market in the last 7 days. Graded cards only. Got to sell at least 10 times, and it's got to be between 2012 and the present. RJ Barrett's 2019 Prism 250 base PSA 10 is back up 107%. 11 sales over the last 7 days. That card's back up $10. We continue to talk about that card in PSA 10. That's a pop $12,074. Last sale a few days ago, April 14th, $19.65. Victor Wembanyama's 2023 Panini Instant number 19. There was a print run of 18,095 of that card. In PSA 9, it's up 81.3%, up $13. A lot of other Wemby cards on that list. But let's see who the biggest fallers were from 2012 through the present, graded only in the basketball card market over the last 7 days. Rui Hachimura's 2019 Prism 255 base PSA 10 sold 12 times in the last 7 days. Last sale, $3.75 just a couple of days ago, April 15th. $3.75 for a PSA 10 of a player who actually plays on a pretty decent team. Very, very interesting. Luka's 2019 Prism 75 base PSA 10 pop 10,966 in PSA 10 is down 44.3%. Just goes to show you, when a player's hot, not all of their cards are hot, as this card down 44.3%. Again, Luka's 2018 Prism Emergent PSA 10 pop 4572, 13 sales over the last 7 days, down 40.5%. That's down $40. Last sale, $59.50 yesterday. This episode is brought to you by CGC Cards, the perfect place to flab your favorite sports cards. From their crystal clear holders to their affordable pricing, CGC Cards is the perfect stop for your grading needs. Go to cgccards.com to start grading today. Let's take a look at the top cards sold in CGC slabs. Luka Doncic, 2018 Panini Europe Adrenaline XL, CGC 8.5, sold on March 7th. For $80. And Jerry Stackhouse, it's a blast from the past. He's the head coach of the Vanderbilt Commodores. 1995 Hoops Skyview CGC 8.5 sold for $24.42 on March 30th. Michael Jordan's 1997 Ultra CGC 9 sold on March 29th for $23.21. We got a LaMelo Ball Prism Orange Ice 2020 rookie. Sold March 27th in CGC 9 for $26 on 12 bids. And look at this. We got a Jalen Green 2021 Mosaic Introductions in CGC 9.5 sold for $19.99. As the NBA playoffs continue, we hope you enjoy the basketball. Hope you enjoyed the weekly basketball card market update. Don't forget to like this at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Comment, share, leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app, and stay tuned for our Monday and Wednesday Sports Card Strategy Show full episodes and Friday's premium podcast at nooffseason.com. Stop making dumb mistakes in the hobby. Take Sports Card School now. Sports Card School is a safe place for noobs, advanced flippers, and high rollers alike to learn how to navigate the hobby and ultimately build a collection that increases in value. Go to sportscardschool.com. Get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today to start learning our guidelines, strategies, and plays to help you make money flipping sports cards to fund your PC and other things in your life. Again, thanks to our sponsor, CGC Cards.
And have a great day.